I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. And that's essentially the goal of this show, to recommend something you may have never heard of before or just haven't seen in a while. But just because I tell you something is good doesn't mean you have to like it. I'm not the end-all be-all, and there are even some films that I've never seen. And that's what today's episode is. Although some of the films that I watch for the show I've never seen before, there are films that are so popular, so legendary and prolific, that not even I've seen them. And we're looking at 10 of them today. Now, for most of the entries on this list, I don't have any particular reason as to why I haven't watched them, but a few are for specific reasons which I'll get into more in the list. But first, a few honorable mentions. Some films that I haven't seen but didn't make the list include Promising Young Woman, American Psycho, Braveheart, Chinatown, Memento, and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And now let's get into the list proper. Number 10, The Color Purple. I am very interested in seeing The Color Purple. The story, I mean, I know it's based on a book and there's a musical about it, which is also being made into a movie, but I just haven't gotten around to the one in the 80s. Why? Well, it's directed by Steven Spielberg, and while that's normally a good thing, if there's a story about the struggles of black women, I wouldn't really want to see a movie about it being made from the perspective of a white guy, even if he is one of the best movie directors. Maybe it is really good, and maybe I'll check it out, but for now, I don't think it would be worth my time. Number 9. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Any excuse for not seeing this film would not be enough to justify it, but honestly, I just never got around to it. I've seen plenty of clips from it, of course, and even listened to some music, but I just never got around to actually seeing it. And that's kinda on me, because it plays in theaters literally every Halloween. Though, if and when I do see it, I'm 100% sure that I'll love all the craziness that's in store for me. Number 8. The Great Escape. I'm honestly kinda surprised that I haven't seen this film yet. The plot of the film sounds straight up my alley, and I absolutely love Steve McQueen as an actor and action star. But alas, I just haven't gotten around to it yet. I don't really have a reason not to either, I just didn't have the time nor the interest at any given moment, but I do really want to see this movie. I've also heard rumblings of the famous chase scene in the film, and if it's as good as McQueen's car chase in Bullet, then I'd venture to guess I'll love it. Number 7. Ron. Yeah, one of Kurosawa's best, and even I haven't seen it. It's based on the William Shakespeare play, King Lear, and since I'm a huge Shakespeare fan, I'm really looking forward to Ron when I see it. But what I have seen of Ron looks amazing. It's definitely Kurosawa's most beautiful film, and seems like his biggest. Just from what I've seen, I can see how influential it is as a film, and when the time eventually comes, I look forward to watching the whole thing. Number 6. Titanic. Yeah, we gotta talk about this film. You know, growing up, I remember this film being on TV all the time. Every now and again I'd catch the last 10 minutes, but I've never watched the whole thing through. And to be honest, I don't care enough to watch the whole thing through. The reputation of this film is very well known, so I feel that if I were to watch it now, I wouldn't get a whole lot out of it. Maybe one day, but for now, I'm not even close to being interested in sitting through it. Number 5. Get Out. I wanted to see the film when it first came out, but I just never got the chance. I have a feeling I'll really like it. I especially love Jordan Peele's other two films, Us and Nope. They're both really creative, and I expect Get Out to be no less different. And honestly, I just don't have a reason why I haven't seen it. I just haven't gotten around to it, I guess. I'm also more interested when I watch it if I find it scary or not. I really like horror films, and I'm really looking for something that'll get me so scared it'll make me afraid to go to sleep at night. But who knows? Maybe Get Out will be the right film to do that when I watch it. Either or, I'm really looking forward to seeing it eventually. Number 4. Whiplash. I really respect Damien Chazelle, and a lot of his films are really good, but the one that's always eluded me is the one that everyone says is his best. From what I've seen of Whiplash, it looks intense, exciting, and moving, just like his films usually are. Not to mention groundbreaking performances from both Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons. I'm really looking forward to watching it when I get the chance. Number 3. Spirited Away. Full disclosure, I like anime and manga, okay? I think there's a lot of creativity and craft put into the work, and that can't be felt no more than in a film by Hayao Miyazaki. The things that come out of the man's brain are something to marvel at, and it surprises some people when I say I haven't seen Spirited Away. It's said to be his grand masterpiece, and if anything, the film he'll be remembered most for. It comes into theaters every now and again, but I never had the chance to see it. Hopefully I'll check it out soon. Number 2. Rear Window. In Hitchcock's filmography, there are 5 films that are said to be his most prolific. Psycho, The Birds, North by Northwest, Vertigo, and the one film of those 5 I haven't seen, Rear Window. James Stewart is also one of my favorite actors, and I'm told by many that this is one of his best roles. And I have the luxury of not knowing what happens in this film despite it being so old, which is rare for me. I'm looking forward to seeing it soon, and hopefully it will live up to the hype. Number 1. The Godfather, Part 2. Okay, I actually do have a reason why I haven't seen this film, nor have any real desire to, and that's because I don't like The Godfather all that much. I know, come after me all you want, but I'll stand by that opinion. I just don't think it's as good as people say it is, and that's after me watching it a few times. And to be honest, nothing about the first one is really convincing me to watch the second one. Maybe someday, but it probably won't be anytime soon. And that's it, 10 films I haven't seen that others most likely have. I'm sure that down the road there'll probably be another list of more films I haven't seen, but I don't know if it will come anytime soon. Next week, however, we're doing our 25th episode, for a special feature presentation, or 3 special feature presentations. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.